Today's episode is sponsored by
Jerry Lynn Freeman of New York Life, helping individuals preparing to work abroad make proactive, informed decisions regarding their income, retirement, life insurance, and other financial matters.
Welcome to Your Expat Expert Podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert Podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. Today's show will be discussing making marketing films for international nonprofits. I'm here with Timothy Wolfer with Wolfer Productions.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well.
Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
So can you tell me about your company?
So in today's age, we are inundated with Facebook, Twitter, and all of these places have tons of videos and movies, you know, communicating people's messages. And international development and humanitarian aid agencies and nonprofits of all sorts overseas have learned that this can be an effective way of getting their story out as well. And so what we do is we create marketing films for these organizations. They call us up, they say, hey, we want to tell the story of a project we're working on, and we take that project and we find a focus and a person to tell it about. And we'll go overseas and we'll film with them for anywhere from a week to 3 weeks, come back, put it together, and then deliver it so that they can also communicate the good work they're doing.
Okay. And based off your services, what should your clients, such as your nonprofits, know before doing business abroad with you?
They should know about us that we are a group that has worked in 20 to 25 countries, primarily in developing countries, that we have a lot of experience, that we're insured to be doing this kind of work, that we are we always go with tons of backups and these kinds of things so that their story is going to be secure and we aren't going to run into problems. And that we are really committed to telling stories that are very truthful and communicate the human side to whatever they're working on.
Okay. And also, can you explain like your process with your clients? Once they call for your services, what happens?
So the first thing we'll do is we'll say, hey, what are you after? What do you need? Do you need a short film? Do you need a long film? Are you doing this for marketing? Are you doing this for awareness? And once we've established that, we'll set up a travel schedule and those kinds of things. We'll go overseas, and then we'll highlight who we need to interview and what we'll be asking those people and get all the appropriate shots. And then we come back and we put it all together. And this process we can do, we can be on the ground, you know, anywhere from 36 hours after they call us, or sometimes there's more planning, you know, several weeks out. So, but we're always prepared.
Okay. And before we go to your creative packing list, we're going to take a break.
Sounds good.
Wolfer Productions takes international development, humanitarian aid, and human rights groups and helps them tell their story with short marketing films. Our team is ready to be anywhere in the world in 24 hours or less and can take it from concept to a final product when you need it most. WolferProductions.com.
We're back. I noticed you have some awesome packing tips. You want to explain those items?
Yeah, so I've been working on a blog post for a little while now with different tips and tricks that I've learned being on the road for about 8 years now. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share a couple with them, and then hopefully we can link to them eventually.
What's the name of your blog?
If you just go to WolferProductions.com, you can see the blog tab, and I frequently blog about different projects we're working on and services we can offer.
Okay.
The first one I'm going to highlight is a sleeping bag liner that is coated in a special substance, I'm not exactly sure what it is, to repel mosquitoes and bed bugs and these kinds of things. And so when you get to your hotel room, oftentimes that's a concern. So you just slide it between the sheets and then you sleep in this thing kind of like a little mummy. It helps repel those kinds of things.
Okay.
The second thing that I recommend is this underwear that you rinse it out in the sink, hang it up, and it dries in about 5 minutes, and then is clean and good to go. And it's made by a group called Exofico. EXOFFICIO.
Okay. That's interesting.
I love this stuff. It works great. And the third thing I'm going to highlight that you should bring is thank you cards, because oftentimes you'll stay with people or meet people along the way, and it's when you're trying to travel light, it's hard to appreciate sometimes with a gift of what someone's done for you, and a thank you card is a light, easy way to pack that you can communicate that. And I think the biggest tip I've got for people is always be kind to people in airports and stuff, like the flight attendants and
absolutely
things, especially when things go wrong, because oftentimes people get upset with them, and if you're the nice person consoling them for also having a rough day, oftentimes that can play your favor.
Okay, that's so true. So I'm just curious, what is your most memorable experience and why?
Ooh, my most memorable experience, I wouldn't say it was necessarily a positive one, but was after the 2010 Haiti earthquake. That's kind of when I started my company. A friend and I, we hitchhiked into Port-au-Prince about 4 days after the earthquake, and we followed the orphan evacuations taking place then, and how CNN was influencing the State Department to get all these kids airlifted out of Haiti. And so we ended up following the kids as the U.S. Air Force, you know, did take them to Florida, but then they realized that most of these children had parents that were still living, and so it became a huge social issue. And that was probably one of the most moving experiences.
Any experiences where you felt your life was in danger? Did you feel your life was in danger?
There have been incidences, small ones like such as Haiti, or we've also done some work in South Sudan around the just after the civil war broke out a couple of years ago, but it's things have always worked out, and I think that's something you learn traveling, is that things will always work out for the best as long as you keep focused on what you're there to do.
Okay, and then how can we contact you?
So the best way to contact me is just go to wolferproductions.com and hit contact now.
Okay. Thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey, because your new life is about to begin.